Well, hello there, Go Team, and blessings. I know that this month is going to be a very special month for all of you as we celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas and you know, ushering in a brand new year, a new decade. Actually, it's going to be amazing. And one of the things that I believe is going to be very helpful for you as you're preparing in this season is our theme for mentoring this month, which is the power of joy, praise, and thanksgiving. And so for this first mentorship video, I want to focus on, because of the season that we're in, the Christmas carol, Joy to the World. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. And I can't help but be excited about the harvest that is coming in this season. It is amazing what God is doing worldwide in the Middle East, on every continent, in America. Just so much of His Spirit is being poured out and people are coming to know Him. And it's truly a time when all the world can rejoice because the Lord has come. It's not that He's going to, even though we know He is coming back again, but He has already come and He has already satisfied the Father and He's already completed everything that was needed to give mankind relationship with God. And you and I have relationship with God today because of what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So it truly is joy to the world. And so let your hearts be filled with joy this month and always, as you remember the goodness of God, as you remember His very special gift of His Son, all that He came to give us, all that He came to fill you with, because every good and perfect gift is from Him. And He doesn't change. He doesn't take back His goodness. He's just always good. He works everything together for good, to those who love Him and to those who are called according to His purpose. So it's time to lift up your voice this month with joy in your hearts, with praise and thanksgiving in your mouth. And as you do that, it'll catapult you into a new level. Joy is something that can be chosen. Even if there's really difficult things going on in your life, you can actually choose joy. And one of the things that will help you to choose joy is to think on things that make you joy-filled. Think on those things that are good and lovely and of good report. So, my dear friends, it's joy to the world. The Lord has come. And it's joy into your life and into your household too. So be clothed with joy, especially this week. Ponder joy. Ponder everything that God has come to give you in Christ, because in His presence is fullness of that joy. God bless you. And again, as you meditate on His goodness this week, I know that you will be filled with joy. Joy will give you strength to get through whatever you're facing right now. It is a garment of praise that fills you with that joy. And so over the month that we are going to be giving you more, just little nuggets that will encourage you, keep you focused, and challenge your heart, invite your heart to walk with God in special ways. Again, I want to thank you for all your faithfulness. We're finishing up the new year right now, or we're coming into the new year, finishing up 2019 right now. We want to thank you for your faithfulness this entire year. We know that you've been faithful with your giving. You've been faithful with your prayers, with your love for this ministry. And because of that, we are a family. We are moving together into the new year with great things ahead of us to put our hands to. And so God bless you. Have a great week. Thank you so much for all that you do to support the ministry. And we are praying for you. God bless.